This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis. Good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show. We talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors, and any wildlife or fish-related topics that you'd like to bring up, anything regarding the outdoors, including, you know, whatever's happening of interest to me around the country or around the world, and whatever is of interest to you. You folks are going to be running the show for the first hour, so we invite your phone calls at 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680, or 1-800-WCBM-680, 1-800-922-6680. And we'll talk about, for a while, whatever you want to talk about. We continue to keep an eye on certain things going on in the outdoors and regarding different things in and out of the news that may be of interest to you. The state police continue to hold a series of meetings around the state with folks from the Federal Bureau of Investigation, actually the Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms Division, and they continue to have meetings with dealers with information that goes like this. We don't have a lot of information for you. We're going to show you a PowerPoint on what we think should happen once this law goes into effect, but we don't have any money to establish a licensing program, and we're not sure what kind of safety program we're going to require, this being right around the 1st of September, and the law goes into effect 1st of October. We don't have any money for staff, but we are going to be able to put nine people, pull some nine people into this program to, instruct and issue licenses and that type of thing. And of course, there's no handout information for anybody to share with anybody. The promise is forthcoming that, everything's going to be on the website. Everything will be on the state police website once we're done with all these meetings and we get the first clue about what we're going to be doing and pretty much where they are. And you talk to the dealers and they come out and they say, you say, well, what have you learned? Well, we learned that how are the state police going to, issue licenses for people who buy regulated firearms? They don't have any money. And, okay, well, are they going to, they're going to have a special task force to do this? Well, they're going to assign nine people. Oh, really? Are they going to be state police officers that are going to do this? They said they would be sworn. And, yeah. So that's where we are with the handgun thing and the regulated firearms. In other words, Governor's Gun Bill, Senate Bill 581. And I talked to reputable dealers around the state about, these meetings that they're going to. And they're alarmed to some degree that there's no forthcoming information. They have nothing in their hand to take home and study. They have nothing online to dial up or pull up online to study and see what the procedures are going to be. They're just having meetings. There you go. No press, by the way. No press people are allowed. I was assured that I would be called back last week regarding these meetings, the upcoming meeting on the which was coming up on the 28th here in Baltimore County, but as of yet, three of the state police, two officers and one state police press spokesman have yet to get back to me. So I'm not holding out a lot of hope to be able to cover that story for you. So it is what it is. 410-922-6680, your time to talk if you'd like. We'd be more than glad to do that. We had seven bear attacks in the last week for all over the country and into Canada. One notable girl was attacked by a bear in Michigan on her grandfather's property. He owns a hunting camp and 180 acres of property. She's a 12-year-old girl. She was jogging, noticed a bear out the corner of her eye, and was pursued by a bear, which caught her. And you can certainly go online and hear her comments and what she had to say about that. But she's being treated like a superstar now in Michigan. Going to see the lions and the tigers. And do we really have lions and tigers in Detroit? Brian, you're the sports guy. Lions and tigers and now bears, correct? Lion, isn't that a line from something? Oh my, is followed usually by the lions, tigers. Okay. Yes, indeed. This from the Alaska Dispatch, August 21st. Among reports of people shooting at Anchorage police and that type of thing. Lulu, the 5-year-old giant Pacific octopus that lived at the center of Alaska Sea Life Center in Seward, Alaska, died. The death was not unexpected since a female giant Pacific octopus do not eat after they lay their eggs and die shortly after the eggs hatch. Where Lulu produced thousands of fertile eggs, the center reported that the paralarva had not thrived like they would have hoped. Only a few are still alive. Still, her death is not in vain. It has gained useful information in the rearing effort in terms of food and environment acceptance. A male octopus named Thumb and Lulu. How'd you like to draw to that pair? Lulu's former denizens of the deep exhibit. So Lulu has gone to the great octopus habitat in the sky. A world record halibut from the same news feed. And that would be, again, Alaska Dispatch. Apparently a new world record halibut. Now, you all know what a halibut is, don't you? It's a huge flat fish, like a flounder. Has been caught, but not in Alaska. The record comes from a world away on the other side of the globe. Science World and others report that a German angler landed a 515-pounder off the coast of Norway just days ago. 515-pound flatfish. Atlantic halibut that would crush the reigning world record 459-pound Pacific halibut caught out of Dutch Harbor in the Aleutian Islands chain in 1996. Alaskan halibut have been generally getting smaller ever since 1996, according to the International Pacific Halibut Commission, which is trying to figure out why. Atlantic halibut, on the other hand, appear to be getting bigger. The previous record there was 418 pounds. That's almost 100 pounds lighter than the latest catch. The difference alone would account for the weight of more than five of the average high-sized halibut caught these days outside the port of Homer, which is the halibut capital of the world. Can you say overfishing on halibut? Perhaps. Perhaps. And one more brief note from Alaska. Mitt Romney never swung through Alaska during his campaign for president in 2012. After all, the last frontier is a reliable Republican stronghold with comparatively few voters. However, he couldn't resist the siren song of a little Alaska fishing. Apparently, the Kansas City Star via the Associated Press reported that Romney was in Alaska with four friends and a bodyguard when he took a guided fishing trip from the southeast Alaska community of Petersburg earlier this month in August. Unfortunately for Romney, like the 2012 election, he struck out. The guide reported that Romney and company still had fun. Let's talk to Johnny in Ellicott City. Good morning, Johnny. How are you?
Yeah, good, good. Just wanted to share something with you that that I think everybody should be aware of. About a few years ago, I had a truck driver to tell me, always, you know, drive with your seatbelt and make sure you keep the windows up. So I said to him, I said, why do you keep the windows up? He said, well, if you get hit and you go into a roll, keep your arms and you don't lose your arms. Well, that was about 5 years ago. Last week, and this is a true story, I'm going down 29, doing about 65.
Mm-hmm.
I had a clear blue sky, a red-tailed hawk. Okay, went for his prey. What came up, it happened so quick, he hit the left side of my windshield, slid down the side that quick.
That would be your driver's side.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Point is this, if the window was down, and that son of a gun had slid into my truck,
you would have had a face. You would have had a face full of talons and beak flailing at you, wouldn't you?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So that truck driver told me it years ago, and even on a nice day, I have a tendency to keep the window up. This is one time that I was so happy that the window was up, and that's something that probably wouldn't happen again in a million years.
Now, where on 29 were you?
I tell you exactly. It was about it was right near Exit 15, where you get off to go to Meadow. It's called Maple Lawn.
Maple Lawn,
right there.
So you were south. You were south of Columbia.
Exactly, because you see a lot of red-tailed hawks around here.
Oh, sure. Yeah, there's a lot of hawks of all kinds around here. That's right.
I mean, well.
You see the sharp-shinned hawks and you see the Cooper's hawks all the time on the light poles out. I hunt in the Ellicott City area, around that area, and, I see them all the time when I'm hunting. I love to watch the Cooper's hawks. They're bird eaters, and so are sharp-shinned hawks, and, they'll go after birds. But I've seen red tails. Red tails will dive from a perch onto a field mouse in the median strip, and that's probably what happened to you. Was they were going for a rabbit, a young rabbit or a field mouse or something like that, and coming up off the median, didn't quite have the altitude to clear your truck, and you just happened to be right place, right time, or wrong place, wrong time.
Well, when they dive, they are moving very, very, very fast.
Oh, yeah. Oh, he was diving from the sky to his...
To the prey.
To the prey. Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, they do.
Boom, boom.
Yeah, they do. Did you kill the hawk?
Did you kill the hawk?
No.
No. The hawk just flew away, but I didn't even have time to be frightened.
No, no. At that point...
It happened so quick. Boom, boom.
Yeah, and then you think about it. And it's,
yeah.
Wow. I understand.
Thinking about it.
I understand. You have time for my brief encounter with a red-tailed hawk?
Yeah, please.
All right. I'm in Dorchester County. I'm bow hunting. And the fletching on my arrow was made out of feathers at that time. This was years ago. And I had red and yellow feathers. Now, what I didn't think about at the time was, that we have prey... in the area that have red feathers and yellow feathers. And what was happening was the little hawks, the little sharp shins, the little merlins and that type of thing were very active that day. And there were gatherings of cardinals. And, they were kind of condensed together. There'd be a dozen cardinals in the tree, and the hawk would, buzz the tree and try to catch a cardinal. On the other side, I'm watching, there were a number of a bird called a flicker, which have yellow feathers in their tail feathers. They call them yellow-shafted flickers is their name. And again, the little hawks were buzzing through these trees that had the flickers in. So I'm watching this whole display of nature. I mean, it was kind of interesting. Here's a group of cardinals over here and a group of flickers over here. Just happened to be that way that day, and the hawks were buzzing. And I looked up. I felt something kind of above my head, and I looked up, and there was one of these little hawks. And I don't know if it was sharpshin or if it was a, you know, merlin or whatever it was, but it was fluttering kind of, you know, maybe 15 feet in the air above my head. And I'm looking around and go, what is that? What's he doing? And I look down, and there's my feathers on my arrows, on my bow quiver. I said, okay. So I took my camo glove, and I just kind of laid it over the feathers there. I'm watching, looking around. And very shortly thereafter, I heard a very soft, muffled, just like a whisper to my right. And I hadn't been watching that way. And, you know, I'm looking to the left, watching for deer. And as I turned my head to see what that little whisper was, I looked directly down. I'm in the air now. I'm 10 feet in the air. I looked directly down into the big golden eye, and I'll never forget this sight, of a red-tailed hawk. And he is already over the edge of my tree stand, above my knees, below my eye level, with his talons outstretched. Now imagine that sight. You've got a hawk getting ready to seize something,
yes,
from me.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Now.
I very quietly, you know, I very quietly said, "Go away." No, actually, I stood up and went, "Ah!"
Yeah, well,
and the hawk. You know what the hawk's reaction was?
What?
Just turn, like nothing ever happened, and flew back in the direction it came from. I mean, it was just like, you know, of course, I blew all the deer out of the area at that point because, it, you know, I was so surprised. I yelled and scared the hawk and scared myself, and I was pretty much done for the night.
And then, while you were there, you thought about a film called The Vikings with Tony Curtis.
No, I did not.
Remember when Tony Curtis sicked the hawk on Kirk Douglas?
No, I remember that movie.
Right,
but no, I didn't think about that. But yeah,
yeah. Well, I thought about it.
No, I bet you did. Sure. All right, brother. Right. Well, I appreciate the call.
Take care.
Thanks, Johnny. See you. Bye bye. Time for me to tell you about the Maryland Fishing Challenge. Winding up here in just a little over a week. That would be Labor Day. Yep. All you got to do is go fishing. You could win great prizes like the grand prize boat, motor, and trailer rig from Bass Pro Shop, or thousands in tackle from Bill's Outdoor Center, prizes from sponsors like the World Fishing Network and Under Armour. Now through Labor Day, just go. If you're lucky enough to catch a Maryland cetacean-sized fish or crab, certify your catch, you're in. It's that easy. There are more than 60 species of fish in freshwater, tidal rivers, Chesapeake Bay, and on the Atlantic coast that qualify. Stop by your local fishing citation center, check the fishing rule book, or visit www.dnr.maryland.gov for all the details in the 2013 Maryland Fishing Challenge and the Citation Fish Program. Now, don't forget, Diamond Jim is out there. We've actually had 51 captures of Diamond Jim this year. Diamond Jim and imposters. We don't know yet if the grand prize $25,000 Diamond Jim has been caught, but we do know that those imposters are all worth $500. Coming up in our next hour, top of our next hour, we will have Joe Evans from the Maryland Fisheries Service here telling us all about Diamond Jim and the updates from the Maryland Fishing Challenge. So stay tuned for that at 6 o'clock. Joe will be getting in touch. So if you catch a rockfish with a bright green tag hanging out its belly, call that number on the tag. You might just have won a $25,000 prize. So that website again, www.dnr.maryland.gov for all the details in the 2013 Maryland Fishing Challenge. This is Alan Ellis for Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie are proud to provide outstanding customer service, just like their number one rated Linex spray-on bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface and is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands and tools and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie now offer the new Linex Premium that looks better and lasts longer.
Catonsville Linux is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linux of Glen Burnie is located at 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just off Beltway Exit 3A. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bed liner.
Hey, bow hunters, deer season is only weeks away, and Bow Hunters Den in Westminster is holding its 21st anniversary sale today. Today, from 9 to 3, with sales and deals for everyone. Factory reps will be on hand, too. Bowhunter's Den carries Matthews and Mission Bows, among others, and a full line of crossbows. New this year is waterfowl gear with hardcore decoys and zinc calls, tree stands, clothing, and an indoor range, too. Bowhunter's Den carries hundreds of archery accessories, along with expert bow service, setup and tuning, and custom-built arrows. Stop by Bowhunter's Den, 1300 Washington Road, Route 32 in Westminster, today, or call 410-751-2494. Be sure to catch the sale today from 9 to 3. The website is bowhuntersden1.com, or call 410-751-2494.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W. Tire and Auto.
Hunters, you could win a $300 gift card from Bass Pro Shops in the statewide Doe Harvest Challenge. You can enter every doe you donate during all deer seasons. Maryland is divided into three regions with 10 chances to win in each region. Just donate your doe through an FHFH deer processor listed in your hunting guide and fill out the entry card. That's it. By donating your doe, you feed the hungry and please local farmers by reducing crop damage. The 2013 Doe Harvest Challenge is sponsored by the Maryland Grain Producers, the Soybean Board, Bass Pro Shops, the Farm Bureau, Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry. For more information, visit FHFH.org.
Now you can hear Talk Radio 680 WCBM anywhere in the world.
Don't miss a word from your favorite hosts.
Stream us at WCBM.com
or listen on your smartphone.
You may think that I'm talking foolish. You've heard that I'm wild and I'm free. You may wonder how I can promise you now. This love that I feel for you always will be. Well, you're not just time that I'm killing. I'm no longer one of those guys. As sure as I live, this love that I give is gonna be yours until the day that I die. Oh, baby, I'm gonna love you forever. Talk about the weather as long as old women sit and talk about old men.
All right. Randy Travis. I guess he's doing a little better, huh? Did he get off the booze yet? I hope. 2 week to get to any. Yeah. Okay. I got you. Got a press release from folks in Pennsylvania from the Pennsylvania Game Commission this year. You know, they found chronic wasting disease in deer in Pennsylvania last year. Two deer on a captive deer farm. One had actually been in the wild, had gotten through the fence and escaped, but they recaptured the deer and was tested positive for chronic wasting disease. So, a warning came out this week with the upcoming, you know, elk seasons in Colorado, which is very popular for folks from this part of the country to take place in the archery season, the bugling season, so to speak. We got a number of folks from Maryland going west shortly to participate in not only elk hunting, but, you know, mule deer and pronghorn and everything else. But here's how this reads. The thousands of Pennsylvania hunters, and we'll throw Maryland into the mix too, who soon will be heading off to hunt big game in other states, can do their share to slow the spread of chronic wasting disease in the Commonwealth. Those who hunt out of state are reminded that Pennsylvania prohibits importing specific carcass parts from members of the deer family, including mule deer, elk, and moose, from 21 states and two Canadian provinces. The parts ban affects hunters who harvest deer, elk, moose in Colorado, Illinois, Iowa, Kansas, Maryland, and that's only from CWD management area in western Maryland. We've got one case of CWD in Maryland. Michigan, Minnesota, Missouri, Montana, Nebraska, New Mexico, New York, only from Madison and Oneida counties. North Dakota, Oklahoma, South Dakota, Texas, Utah, Virginia, only from the CWD containment area. West Virginia, only from the CWD containment area, which includes parts of three counties, Wisconsin, Wyoming, as well as the Canadian provinces of Alberta and Saskatchewan. Pennsylvania hunters harvesting any deer, elk, or moose in those areas, whether the animal was taken from the wild or from a captive high-fence operation, must comply with rules aimed at slowing the spread of chronic wasting disease in Pennsylvania. CWD was detected in Pennsylvania for the first time last year. Those hunting out of state must leave behind the carcass parts that have the highest risk for transmitting the disease. Those parts are the head, including the brain, the tonsils, the eyes, and any lymph nodes, the spinal cord slash backbone, the spleen, the skull plate with attached antlers. And there's a what if there. If visible brain or spinal cord tissue is present, the cape, if visible brain or spinal cord tissue is present, the upper canine teeth, if the root structure or other soft tissue is present, those are the elk ivories, the cape, I said that, and any object or article containing visible brain or spinal cord tissue, unfinished taxidermy mounts, and brain tanned hides. They believe that, of course, the CWD, chronic wasting disease, is a brain disease, comes from prions in the brain tissue, spinal cord tissue, so they are restricting your return of your whatever it might be, your elk, your moose, your mule deer, your whitetail from out of state, not to have any of this tissue attached to it. So it does make it worthwhile to mention to you, in case you're going out of state from Maryland, because we have similar restrictions, particularly if you're listening in Pennsylvania and you're headed out of state. So there you are. And I urge you, that is the latest press release on the Pennsylvania Game Commission website, which is, you can get there by Googling Pennsylvania Game Commission and going to the press releases. So there you go. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. I did not attend the waterfowl meeting, nor have I heard anything about the waterfowl seasons other than the proposals that we had before us. I don't know what kind of comments were made. I've just been busy all week and haven't, quite frankly, been able to follow up on that. Looking at the email here, bringing that up. Spent time yesterday in southern Maryland. We set up the booth for the Buckwild show, which is going on this weekend. We have the Gator folks there from Swamp People. Liz and her daughter are going to be there for a limited time today, and Troy will be there tomorrow with Jacob, his son, Troy. I can't remember the guy's last name, but they'll be there, and they're there from 10 to 2 tomorrow. Very limited time to see them, and, you know, going to be giant lines. So there we go. Let's talk to Vince in Chestertown. Hey, Vince, how are you, buddy?
How are you, Alan?
Good. What's going on?
I got two things. I have a compliment and a question. Which one you want first?
Give me the question.
Okay. A show, I forget when it was, I guess a couple of months ago, you were talking about tick spray.
Yeah.
And there was a particular ingredient that wasn't DEET that you were talking about, and I can't remember what it was.
Well, permethrin is what I'm talking about. P-E-R-M-E-T-H-R-I-N, permethrin.
Okay.
Or permanone or something like that.
Dynamite. That's what I want.
Yeah.
Now, in conjunction with that.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to Deep Creek Lake.
Yep.
Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Yep.
And I remember that you had a show on that on the 10th.
I did.
And I wasn't able to hear all of it.
Okay.
But the compliment is this. Your website is excellent because I was able to go onto your podcast
yep.
and listen to that show and write down the notes that I needed that I missed.
Ah, how about that?
So if your listeners really need to take advantage of your website because the podcast and the other information on there is excellent when you're searching for something.
Sure. Well, I appreciate that. We try to get that up. As you know, the station puts it up sooner than my web guy gets to it. My web guy is a former producer here, Brian Tilton. Brian Tilton okay. owns Bulldog Media in New Hampshire. And I spoke to Brian the other night. We have some updates coming to the website. We're going to put the names of those particular DNR folks on the website. I don't mess with Ellis Outdoors website unless I actually have some time to sit down, look at it, and go, Brian, change this, add this, link to this, and do that, which is on me. But Brian automatically, the station updates their podcast here on Tuesdays after the show, I think. And then Brian picks it up from there and tries to get it up there before the next week is out. So, but I'm glad you were able to enjoy the podcast.
Well, I'm taking a canoe with me. We're taking the camper, and we're going up there, and we're staying in the state park. And I'm going, you know, I have not fished that lake. And then it hit me, and then I went on the podcast, and it was able to give me all the information I was looking for. And I'm sitting right in the house on the computer and listening to it and jotting down the notes, and I'm good to go.
Yeah.
It's really slick, I'm telling you.
Yep.
It's a good job. The people are doing a good job for you.
Well, they are doing a good job, and we don't give them near enough credit. So, yes, you're right. That's good. That's good. Now, the second, did you have a question?
That was it, the deep question.
Oh, okay. Permanent, yes. Vince, for you, when are you going away?
I'm leaving Sunday.
Tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
Okay. You'll be back for next week's show?
Absolutely.
All right. We are going to address the subject of mycobacteriosis next week.
Dynamite. So, dynamite. I will be listening to that one.
Yeah, well, and hopefully you'll have some questions because we have a fellow from Oxford Labs whose area of expertise this is, and he's going to be talking about striped bass and mycobacteriosis. We'll have an interview coming up during the same time frame with the folks from the Carlisle show. There's something that we need to take a look at. We've been running the spots, but that Carlisle show coming up the weekend after Labor Day is dynamite. Spoke to one of the guys last night at the show who was there, you know, of course, looking for vendors like every show promoter does. The place is huge. Carlisle Events, if anybody is in the car show business, you know, showing their cars, Carlisle Events puts on these tremendous car events around the calendar. I mean, you know, all year long, and their facility is 82 acres,
Wow.
And, yeah, and they've got bow shoots and, you know, all kinds of things going on at that outdoor show coming up the weekend after Labor Day, right up the street in Carlisle, Pennsylvania. So
yeah, it's not far.
No, and their buildings are filled with exhibitors, and they are just rocking and rolling with that. So when you hear that that little 30-second spot that they're running, you know, you might want to reconsider and take a weekend and go up to Carlisle Sports and Outdoor National September 6th, 7th, and 8th. I mean, it's everything. Fly fishing contest, game calling contest, turkey waterfowl, the Great American Whitetail Collection presented by the NRA, the Pennsylvania State Knife and Tomahawk Competition, power equipment outfitter demos, kids and celebrity casting competitions, interactive seminars and live exhibits on turkey tree stand safety, whitetail deer, hunter education courses, big game scoring, official Boone and Crockett Club scores. You know, they'll score your deer for free. Gun show presented by Eagle Arms Production. So it's all there together. And then, you know, their special guests are Kenneth Lancaster and Dean Davis, who I don't know from Antler Insanity, whatever that is. But
well, you know, Alan, that may be worthwhile going to because
yeah.
You never know how them characters from Europe are going to foul up the show like they did at Harrisburg last year.
Well, we're talking to those folks, too. You know, the NRA has taken over that show.
And, I didn't know that.
And Harrisburg is going to come back this year under the leadership of the folks at the NRA, and we're in conversations with them as well. So,
sounds like it'll be run right for a change.
Well, let's hope so. Yep, let's hope so. The Carlisle Archery Competition is sponsored by the folks at Cabela's up there. So Carlisle is, you know, that's the happening place the weekend of September 6th, 7th, and 8th.
All right, I'll be up there. And, you know, I got some personal experience with micros, so
I know,
I'm going to definitely be listening to that for next weekend. I appreciate you telling me that.
Yep, and it's myco, M-Y-C-O, mycobacteriosis, yep.
Marinium.
Yep, that's the one.
All right, Alan.
All right, buddy. Appreciate the call.
I appreciate it.
Yep. Thank you. Thanks. See you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. There we go. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Talked to the folks at Clyde Sports Shops, and you folks responded tremendously last week when I told you they had 556 ammunition. If you haven't heard it, they still do have some limited supplies of 556 ammo. It's it came in a 55-gallon drum. It was a barrel of 12,000-some rounds of 5.56 ammo, and they've got it bagged up in 20, 50, and 100 packs for you, and it's just about gone as a result of us talking about it here on the radio last week. So Clyde Sports Shop is looking forward to seeing you. The handguns are starting to roll in a little bit better. If you're still looking for a handgun, I'd buy one now. Before the bill goes into effect on October 1st, because Clyde's is releasing handguns in accordance with the law after eight days. So 10, 12 days, you'll get your gun back as long as you feel confident that you can pass the federal National Instant Check System, the NICS check. So that's what Clyde's is doing. And on the gun front, I talked to somebody the other day who purchased my accountant, who purchased a Browning Maxis shotgun. And he said he loved it. He loved it for waterfowl. So Clyde's is your local Browning dealer, too. If you're interested in a new firearm from Browning this year, they've got the A5, they've got the Maxis, they've got the Silver, they've got the BPS pump, they've got, you got the idea that they are a full-line Browning dealer. So don't forget, they have everything you need for fishing, too. Bait, tackle, and free advice on the fishing hotline. Clyde's is located 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway exit number 9. You can give them a call at 410-242-6108. That's 242-6108. And their fishing hotline, 247-347-4247-FISH.
Don't be fooled by cheap crab prices. That's bull stuff. NBS Seafood offers only Maryland live crabs, a little more expensive, but well worth it. Avoid the pre-steamed, mushy, flavorless crab scandal. Get your live Maryland crabs at NBS Seafood. Maryland watermen supply the best local crabs caught today for you to enjoy tonight. Cook your own crabs to unlock that special flavor that Maryland blues are famous for. Just 20 minutes in your steamer, so good your taste buds scream. We even have a crab spice for you. Call NBS Seafood at 410-271-3202. NBS Seafood has fresh mail and crab meat, live Maine lobsters, live crawfish, wild-caught Gulf shrimp, and many fresh and flash frozen delights. And they shed their own soft crabs in their own tanks for the cleanest, freshest, soft crabs anywhere. NBS Seafood has a roadside stand at 1223 Dorsey Road in Glen Burnie, next to Jim Donnie's RV. Open 7 days, Monday through Friday, 2:30 to 6:30, Saturday and Sunday from 10 to 6:30. That phone number, 410-271-3202. 271-3202 for live crabs, NBS Seafood. No bull stuff sold here. This is Alan Ellis for Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex are proud to provide outstanding customer service just like their number one rated Linex Spray-On Bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface and is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands, tools, and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at the local car wash. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex now offer the new Linex Premium that looks better and lasts longer. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just off Beltway Exit 3A. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. And Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex Spray-On Bedliner.
Hey, bow hunters, deer season is only weeks away, and Bow Hunters Den in Westminster is holding its 21st anniversary sale today. That's today, from 9 to 3, with sales and deals for everyone. Factory reps will be on hand, too. Bow Hunters Den carries Matthews and Mission Bows, among others, and a full line of crossbows. New this year is waterfowl gear with hardcore decoys and zinc calls. Tree stands, clothing, and an indoor range, too. Bow Hunters Den carries hundreds of archery accessories, along with expert bow service, setup and tuning, and custom-built arrows. Stop by Bowhunter's Den at 1300 Washington Road, Route 32 in Westminster, or call 410-751-2494. Be sure to catch the sale today, 9 to 3. The website is bowhuntersden1.com or call 410-751-2494 for Bowhunter's Den in Westminster.
It's all new. It's all interactive. The Carlisle Sports and Outdoor Nationals run September 6th through the 8th at the Carlisle PA Fairgrounds. Buy, sell, and trade everything outdoor related. Experience the Lumberjack Show of Champions, PA State Knife and Tomahawk Championships, archery shoots, calling competitions, dog demonstrations, a sportsman's auction, and more. There are special guests like the hosts from Antler Insanity. Win a Ford Raptor or ride on a real monster truck. Activities for the entire family. Visit CarlisleSportsOutdoor.com for all the details.
The Doe Harvest Challenge is now statewide. Deer hunters, by donating your female deer, you feed the hungry and please local farmers by reducing crop damage. Now you could win a $300 gift card from Bass Pro Shops. Maryland is divided into three regions with 10 chances to win in each region. Just donate your doe through an FHFH deer processor listed in your hunting guide and fill out the entry card. That's it. You can enter every doe you donate during all deer seasons. The 2013 Doe Harvest Challenge is sponsored by the Maryland Grain Producers, the Soybean Board, Bass Pro Shops, the Farm Bureau, and Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry. For more information, visit FHFH.org.
Don't miss the best of Rush Limbaugh on Rush's Weekend Review every Saturday afternoon from 12 to 3 on the most powerful names in talk, Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your hands start shaking, your heart gets to pumping. Your knees get to knocking, and your mind starts racing. It's a feeling like you never felt before. Have you coming back for more? But fever gonna get you, boy. But fever, have you praying to the Lord. That rack, that grunt, that stare, that stomp will make you a believer. And buck fever.
Ha. All right. Buck fever coming up soon. Boy, archery season, September 6th. Can't wait. Talked to the fellas at Hammer Hollow Outfitters the other day. They're going to become a sponsor here. I think next week we're going to start with that. And they've got thousands of acres on 8 different farms all across the Eastern Shore, the Upper Shore, Queen Anne's, Kent County. And I got to tell you, they've got some really, really, really nice deer over there on trail camera. So they're at the Buck Wild Show today, and we'll see them We'll see them throughout the weekend, of course. Good folks. And, of course, you've heard the Dough Challenge commercials there. Talked to the folks from FHFH at the show. They're very encouraged this year about the Dough Harvest Challenge, and we hope you'll participate. When you take that dough and, you know, you feel like you might want to help somebody out with that, well, you can help them out by donating a dough, and you could win, you know, $300 gift card from Bass Pro Shop, which is pretty cool. The, what else? Oh, Buck Bomb, the folks from Buck Bomb. They'll be coming back this year. I was at the Buck Bomb office yesterday. The owner of Buck Bomb insisted that I try some of the new products, so I got stocked up for part of the season anyway with their new ambush spray and their product called a cornholer, which is the number one seller in both Dick's Sporting Goods and Walmart across the country. The product called the Buck Bomb Cornholer, which is pretty interesting. And I watched them being made. I watched the molds, and I watched the folks taking them out of the molds, and I watched them being packaged. So it's pretty cool. And to answer the Vince's question, for on your skin, use a spray called that contains DEET. I use a lot of DEET during the early season. I use Repel, which is 100% DEET, or 96 point whatever it is, and I use that on my skin. I might have said I apply it to the back of my hands first and then use the back of my hands to apply it to my ears and my neck and, you know, my forehead and that type of thing to keep the mosquitoes off me. I use a Thermacell. But the ticks, the best thing to do is find a spray that has permethrin, P-E-R-M-E-T-H-R-I-N, a permethrin-based spray. I just bought a big bottle of Sawyer's. You can use Permanone, Dornon, Repel Again, anything that has that permethrin, and that will repel and kill ticks and chiggers. And you spray that only on your clothing. You do not spray that on your skin. That goes on your clothing or your boots. Allow it to dry before you put them on, you know, your shirt sleeves, and that'll help keep the ticks and chiggers off of you. I didn't take my own advice last year and suffered for weeks with about, I don't know, 500 chigger bites. So let's talk to Roy in White Marsh. Good morning, Roy. How you doing?
Hey, I'm afraid my line's breaking up on me.
Yeah, a little bit, but go ahead.
Okay, all I wanted to know is I have a friend that's thinking about giving up his commercial crowd license. Any ideas what to do about with it or whatever?
There's a lot of people are selling them. But unfortunately, this year the crab business hasn't been that good. They're selling them at bargain basement prices. Is this a recreational license or
a full commercial?
Call me off the air.
Okay. What's your?
Do you have email, Roy?
No, I don't.
Okay. I'll tell you what. We'll put you on hold. I'll get your license. I'll get your phone number and I'll call you.
Okay, thank you.
All right, Roy, hold on. One more time, the Maryland Fishing Challenge. That's right. Now through Labor Day, all you have to do is go fishing. Diamond Jim, a tagged rockfish worth $25,000, is swimming in Chesapeake Bay, just waiting to take your bait. Diamond Jim has lots of imposters out there, too, but even they're worth $500. So catch a rockfish with a bright green tag. Call the number on the tag. You might just have captured a $25,000 fish. That's right. And if you're lucky enough to catch a Maryland Citation size fish or crab and certify your catch, you're in. It's that easy. There are more than 60 species of fish in freshwater, tidal rivers, Chesapeake Bay, and on the Atlantic coast to qualify. You could win great prizes like the grand prize boat, motor, and trailer rig from Bass Pro Shop, or thousands in tackle from Bill's Outdoor Center, and prizes from sponsors like the World Fishing Network and Under Armour. And we're going to talk more about this in the next hour with Joe Evans. So stop by your local Fishing Citation Center, check the fishing rule book, or visit www.dnr.maryland.gov for all the details in the 2013 Maryland Fishing Challenge and the Citation Fishing Program. Citation Fish Program. Again, that website is www.dnr.maryland.gov. Are you feeling lucky? For great fishing tackle, crabbing supplies, and up-to-date fishing and crabbing information, I recommend Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena. To get there, take Route 100 to the end. Hop on Mountain Road towards Gibson Island. Go 2.5 miles to 4729 Mountain Road. Fishbones has all you need for any type of fishing, crabbing,
and the best fishing report in the Mid-Bay. Fishbones also carries the best stainless steel crab steamers you'll ever find. Call 410-360-0573. That's 410-360-0573 for Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Yes, some folks say I'm a simple kind of man. I love the outdoors. Eat my beans from a can. I like hunting, fishing, don't care what the tree hugger.
All right, let's go to, let's see. We got Chuck in Hampstead. Good morning, Chuck. How you doing? Chuck. Hello, Chuck. Chuck left. Okay, too bad. Sorry, we were going right to him there. We are running quickly out of time, however, and coming after up after the news, top of the hour, is Joe Evans coming from the Department of Natural Resources Fishery Service. We're going to talk about Diamond Jim, the overwhelming almost influx of Diamond Jim catches this year, tagged rockfish. I just wanted to tell you about bugs, chiggers, mosquitoes, and ticks. There's a great article by David Seacott in the Maryland Hunting Quarterly. If you pick up a copy of that at any of our sponsors, you can find that article. It's on page 51. Or if you go online, you can go to MarylandHuntingQuarterly.com, www.MarylandHuntingQuarterly.com, and you can actually open the magazine online and read the entire thing on a PC. If you're on a Mac, you'll need to go open the PDF version and go page to page on that. But on a PC, it's pretty simple. You can just flip through it just like you're reading a magazine. So we invite you to take a look at that. Also, join us on Facebook, Maryland Hunting Quarterly, Outdoorsman Radio Show, Maryland Loves Crabs, and Ellis Outdoors LLC. What happened to Chuck? Is he too late now? I have to wait till after the news. Chuck, are you going to be able to hold on till after the news or call back? Okay. Don't take Chuck's call. He's playing with us. We don't like that. Is he being serious or what? See me later today. All right. That's cool. What are you going to do? It's my friend, Chuck? Okay, good. Well, maybe I will see him. Me not know. That's it for the first hour, folks. Coming up again, as we mentioned, more information on the final weeks of the Fishing Challenge. Now it's time for me to say, get out, stay out, stay safe.
Hunters, you could win a $300 gift card from Bass Pro Shops in the statewide Doe Harvest Challenge. You can enter every doe you donate during all deer seasons. Maryland is divided into three regions with 10 chances to win in each region. Just donate your doe through an FHFH deer processor listed in your hunting guide and fill out